All right, we're called to this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for September 16th, 2020. Will you please make sure you learn where this mute button is in your cell phone and put the dog away and turn down the game? And let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Imagine your flag, because I can't figure out how to do my back thing. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
United States of America, to the Republic, which stands one nation under God,
indivisible,
justice for all.
Crowd roar. Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Tom Rosinski.
Here.
Tom Gazdecki.
Here.
Anthony Brodnix.
Present.
Derek Nimitz.
Present.
Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. All right, we have a quorum. Let's roll, folks. Next up is the approval of the minutes from July 15th, 2020. Any motions, modifications, changes? What say you?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes from July 15th, 2020 as presented.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Pick somebody, Jody, for the second. Any discussion? Be there none, a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Is there none? Out there, always on the website to be able to check what's going on, including the audio. And I don't know how this looks on the tape, but that would be interesting too. Next up is the chairman's report. I'm going to make this one brief because I'm not a real fan of the Zoom thing. But we're now close to a $300 million man-made project that is first and foremost flood control to make sure the events of what happened in 2008 are limited to the possibility of everything that we can do. Again, this is a project that's going to try to control Mother Nature, to which we know is not a real good game plan, because if we get 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket, it's going to be a challenge. But we're far better prepared today than we were in September of 2008, to which everybody that's on this should be proud, because we're doing this as a community. That's all for me. So next up is the finance report, which is going to be the approval of claims. We're doing 2 months because we missed a meeting last month. So we're going to start first with the claims for August 2020. Commissioners, is there anybody willing to put out a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Brodnix. I move that we approve the August claims in the amount of $1,490,374.51.
There's a motion to approve the claims from August of 2020. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Castellanos does the second. Mr. Repay, we're paying some bills. Giddy up.
Yes, for August, we sure were. Very busy month. I will go through some of the major ones, and if there are some, as always, some other ones that I haven't touched on, certainly would be open to try to explain those. We'll start with Contact Engineer Solutions. It's $115,314. It's for our first payment or deposit for the pedestrian bridge that will eventually make it over Deep River, roughly at 27th and Liverpool. So, or 27th and the Deep River. So how we're doing this is we're purchasing the bridge similar to how we purchased it in at Chase Street. And it saves on the markup. That will be delivered on site, where at what time the contractor will then take ownership of it and responsibility for it. The total cost is, I believe, just above $300,000, but in order for them to start putting it together, they needed that deposit. The second one for Hart Ditch at Twin Creek, this is the one for Austin Equipment. This is the one we're partnering with the town of Munster as well as Lake County Drainage Board. That is for $204,357. That's for the project between Twin Creek and, what's that subdivision? The big one. Anyways, it's between
Park
two subdivisions.
West. Main,
what is it?
Park West.
Thank you. Thank you on the Park West. That's the one of the larger projects that we have. Actually, if current present day, they have closed that out and are pulling up all of their matting that they had put down in the lot. So, but this is the one of installments that we have to pay, and there'll be a final installment coming up in the future. Another one, Oros, R.A. Oros, $114,971 for the Heart Ditch at 45th Street. That's the one, if you are driving on 45th Street, you see that over there by the little the condos, I suppose. That is a larger project as well, but this is the first major payment that we have, and that's, like I said, $114,971. The largest on this claim list, and I will further explain it, is $370,000 for the purchase of the 18 parcels from the school city of Gary. These parcels are located adjacent to the Bellaboo or Three Rivers Park at the county park, and then it's adjacent, or it's across the way from where we are in the process of working and doing levee work and the dam work. So the agreement that is in process will be that the county parks will pay $180,000 and reimburse us for that. No offense to the county or anybody on the county that is listening to this message, but they are a little bit slower to pay bills than us. And so it's better and easier for us to do it. We are scheduling a closing, I think, next.
Hold on a second, Dan. Hey, Commissioner Castellanos, we can hear you moving around. Could you mute your phone, please?
Sure, hold on. Okay, how's that?
Go ahead, Dan.
If we can still hear it. So they're slower at paying back. So we are scheduled for a closing. My closing company is telling me sometime next week on all the properties. So we will ultimately have an easement over most of that property. They will have ownership, but we'll have the easements to take care of the things that we need to take care of, and also allow for the bridge to be able to go over, as well as proper and enough room to do maintenance on the dam if and when necessary, whether we're here or someone else is filling our shoes. So all that has been done. Ultimately, Lake County Parks is going to improve that area and make it into an environmental center and improve the park, improve the walking trail. So that will be a great asset for that entire area. Another one, Dyer Construction, $134,104.90. That was for the Chase Street culvert. There was a culvert at 35th and Chase, roughly, that had collapsed after one of the major rainstorms we had. Believe it or not, we had a major rainstorm in the spring. It collapsed, and we needed to make sure that that was functioning so that the fire department, police department, shooting range, and the village shopping center and all that area over there wouldn't flood. There was no way for it to do it while it was collapsed, so they fixed it. That is a one and done, I believe. $22,000 for lawn mowing. That's the third cycle. You'll see in the September claim that will be the fourth cycle. We may, for the first time in a couple of years, do a fifth cycle, just how the grass is growing, to make sure that we have it knocked down, so anticipation for the April inspections that we're going to have to do. Usually April gets a little bit dicey with the weather. We're not sure if we can cut it or not, or if it gets too wet. Marshalltown sloughing, that's where the levee sort of collapsed on itself because of too much topsoil that was placed on it from the original contractor. That's $50,135 or $139 to Gary up. And then Hassey for $79,034 and some change, as well as the $83,000 for the culvert crossing. Those are the culverts that go underneath Georgia, and then the four culverts that go underneath the expressway. And so I believe there's still one more outstanding claim for that that is still yet to be processed. And then the last one, I guess, that I could touch on, I mean, I could keep going if you want me to. JM Industries, $47,700. That's for the demolition of all the buildings and structures that we had purchased on Wyoming. They were there, and they knocked all the buildings down, took out all the foundations, and made it flat for us so that we can one day do some things with that. So if there's something else, like I said, it's nothing personal or trying to omit something, but I just sort of hit, try to hit the high flying ones.
All right, let's bring it back. Mr. Gentleman, you have any questions for Mr. Repay with regards to the August claims?
Yeah, I have a question, Dan. The payments to Austin and then RA Oros for the work on the hard ditch stabilization. So are we making payments along with the county and the town of Munster, or how is that a payment agreement working out since we committed X amount and the other entities did the same?
Right. So going to my point about how the county is a little bit slower in the paying, we have now taken over the lead payment, but we are coordinating with the county to make sure that they are putting in their 250 and the town is putting in their 100,000. We're about to exhaust where we've committed to, and so then at that point the county will then start taking over, and then at the end we'll have it all figured out so that proportionally we've all put in the same percentage amount of what we've committed. So if it wasn't 1.3, I know there was a small change order with the one at Twin Creek because of more material needed. So we are calculating that and working through the drainage board with Dan Gossman and the surveyor's office.
That's a good point. Mr. Wicklund?
Yes, sir.
Could you please do us a favor and prepare just in case what our options would be if the town of Munster or the county is slow to come up with their cash?
Yes, I'll take care of that tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to quote the Caddyshack line, but I won't do that because that's probably inappropriate.
No, just help him get his checkbook.
Help the judge find his checkbook. Any other questions on that?
Yeah, just a follow-up question to make sure I understand what you just said, Dan. By taking the lead, are we paying everything that needs to be paid and then getting paid back by those two entities? Or are you just talking about making sure that with change orders, we keep to our same percent?
Right. Since we've committed $1 million, it's going to take, it will be a little while before we get to a point where it gets towards the end. And now right. With the last payments for instance, Oros is probably halfway done. Austin still has, I believe, one more and plus their retainage. So that will be a put upon the county and the city. I mean, the retainage itself probably will take up most, if not all, of Munster's share, or at least 60% of their share. So they'll be in the ballpark. When the last claims come out, the way we've talked about it with the surveyor's office is we'll divvy it. We'll sort of divide it up and say, okay, the claim was for 100,000 and you've already put in 60%. So your 20% is here and your 30% is here. And each one of us will then take that payment as opposed to waiting. But right now, these payments, the way I look at them, are just, at 204,000, it still doesn't, we're still far away from our million, and we're gonna get to the way it was awarded. We were close to the $1.3 million anyways for construction of these things.
Thank you, that's fine, I understand.
Dan, I have a couple of questions. JM Industrial, what was the findings from the arc flash study?
So two different things. JM Industrial is the demolition crew, but the Crown ERAM LLC was the arc flash study. And that's a study that we have to do to be in accordance with the Army Corps and their pump station inspections. And so what they do is they go over all the documentation, they go over the pump stations, and then what they do is they give us the study, and they also label it for arc flash. I mean, I still remember Commissioner Gazdecki sort of shook his head when he realized that I was doing the pump station inspections by myself, and he showed me some pictures of what arc flash does to people. So that's what this is, so that when the trained professionals get there, they know what they're dealing with and what they have in front of them.
Okay, so the question was, what was the finding? Was it good? I know it's different. It's scary, but
there really isn't a finding. It's
not
just
a finding, Bill.
What is it?
It's a system that identifies the level of hazard
risk
associated with the equipment.
And then when you go in there, you have to wear enough protective equipment to
correct
hazard. So I think they measured in kilocalories or something like that.
Okay, yeah. So I'm assuming everything went the way it's supposed to, that we didn't hear much about that. That was good. And the other thing that happened is only eight, is it say eight or six pump stations?
Eight.
All right. And that's only, is that not doing certain pump stations?
The arc flash study was done just for the pump stations that are under our jurisdiction. So Burr North, Burr South, 32nd and Grant, Grant East, Grant West, Broadway, Marshalltown, Ironwood, and I don't think I missed one. Did I miss
Burr? So the HSD pump stations are not required to have this work?
They are, but they are doing it themselves. Since we manage our pump stations, we have to do it ourselves.
Got it. So that's part of the fee that we pay to HSD to manage those stations. They take care of that expense?
They should be doing that along with Megger testing as well. And we do that as a part of our GLEM contract. GLEM does the Megger testing for us.
Got it. Thank you. And then the other thing was the USGS here is shown as the operation and maintenance. Is that different from the discussions that we're going to have in today's motions?
This is just for the previous contract that we signed for the previous fiscal year. Their fiscal year ends at September 30th. So that's why from this point on, it's the new quarter.
10-4. All right. Thank you. That was it for me. Anything else, gentlemen? All right. We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert, please.
Tom Ruslinski?
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Anthony Broadnex?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos? I think he said yes. Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Oh, emphatic yes. So next up, gentlemen, is the September 2020 claims. Same situation. We need a motion to move through this program.
Motion to approve claims for the month of September in the amount of $689,259.56.
There's a motion to approve the claims. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second, Mr. Ripe.
In same order, I'll go through the larger ones, and that is right off the bat, Hammond Sanitary District, $182,000. That's reimbursement for pump stations. So we have an agreement with them, and we have agreement with Highland as well, that if they pass inspection by the Army Corps, they get reimbursed, I think it's $13,000 or $14,000 per station. And so then they use that to make sure that their stations are up to date, you know, Megger tested, make sure that they have arc flashing and just general maintenance of the station. So both, that's the same situation for Highland. Highland has three stations. We have, I think, I want to say Hammond has 13, but I'm not 100%. Anyway, so that's the gist on those two. Town of Highland with a $29,000 tree grant, they planted all along the area between Kennedy and Klein Avenue in the planting zone. So there's $29,000. CNH Mowing, once again, our fourth cycle, which they just completed before Labor Day. And so it just really depends on what this weather is dealing with as far as if it grows enough that we need to knock it down one more time. Hasse Construction, once again, for the culvert cleaning at $80.94. The final cost of $98.60 for Marshalltown sloughing, that was looked at by myself, by Garcia, and by the city of Gary, and they all approved and agreed to it. And so that one is complete as well, so we no longer have to deal with it. We may want to extend it because some of the areas that Marshalltown levy are, the slope of them are like 2-1, which makes it difficult to mow. So we've sort of graded them out to where they should be, and that's 3-1. But that's when people weren't paying attention, I suppose, when they were constructing these things. And the insurance, which is our normal liability insurance for $78,361 for Flores Insurance Group. And everything else, like I said, is up for discussion. We could talk about Splawicki and Lopez. They're doing the closure. If you guys remember, we have an aluminum gate that we have to slide underneath the railroad tracks when the Burr Street gauge hits 12. I was on a couple of Zoom meetings with the railroad to make that a permanent closure. And so they're drawing the plans up so that we can put the gate in place, set it for final grade, and make sure that it doesn't interrupt or affect the railroad, and make sure that the Corps agrees with how we're doing it. So far, they seem amenable to that. So besides that, there was a couple blockages that we had removed by Northern Indiana Mechanical, which was at Kennedy Avenue. It tends to block up some stuff there. And so we had them go out there with the help of the Hammond Police Department that helped us do traffic control and took a whole bunch of trees out of there.
Okay, I can't see Dan since he's no longer video, so let's back to the board for questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
September,
I don't know why I did that.
Claims. Anyone? Bueller? None? All right, be there or none. Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please. You got a motion and a second.
Tom Rosinski?
Yes.
Tom Gosdecki?
Yes.
Anthony Broadnecks?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker? Yes. William Baker?
Yes. All right. Paying the bills. Way to spend some money. Next up on the agenda is you, Mr. Repay, talking about Project Tracker. Roll that into your executive director's report. Tell us about what's been going on in the field, please.
Well, I will flip to Project Tracker after this, and some of it may work together. The Army Corps inspections are now complete. I went through a great 152-slide presentation. I love PowerPoint slides so much that we went over Hammond, Munster, and Highland. They gave us some things that we can work on, some things that they've noticed. And some of those things are, you know, of course, doing the new culvert and videotaping and cleaning the culverts and gates. Some of the monolith joints between 7 and 8 in segment 7 and 8 need to be repaired. Those joints are the joints between the segments of wall and then the cap. Over time, those deteriorate. Seems some deteriorate faster than others. We fixed these in other parts and other segments, and so I guess it's now time to do it for this area. We have some settlement occurring along the wall that has been occurring for the last several years. We just need to fill in with some more stone or gravel and make sure that's back up to grade. And then there's some trees that have grown over the years, maybe some little saplings that have now grown and started to grow in towards or too close to the levee that they would like us to cut back. And so we'll work probably in the fall when the leaves are off, right, Commissioner, right, Chairman Baker? So that people don't get too excited when we cut back some of these trees that have taken over the area. I mean, it's good for cover, but it's not good for our inspections. So besides that, we've passed all of them. We'll get our piece of paper. They promised by the end of this month that says that we've passed. And once we get that, we will post it on our website along with the rest of the segments, which are all of Gary. So once again, I think this is the fourth or fifth consecutive year we've passed all of our inspections, at least minimally acceptable, which is you're not going to be perfect, but we're not failing. And when as long as we're minimally acceptable, the insurance process still stays in place for those that have acquired that in between Hammond and Highland and Munster. So that's a good thing. The culverts underneath 94 in Georgia are complete. The Chase culvert, as I said during the presentation, is now complete. Stabilization, all the projects are complete. And I want to thank the photographer, Paul Daniels, there that goes out there and documents the weekly progress. The last one standing is 45th and Camellia, which is being done by Oros. And like I said, they've tied together the two segments that they needed to last week, and they are out there today. I saw them out there today working on completing it. And once they get the base done, it's pretty easy to do the baskets above. Hard ditched with the cutout that was overbuilt over there by Wicker Park will be started tomorrow. That along with the high velocity channel with all the sediment will be removed. Starting tomorrow, that process should be about 3 weeks. Wicker Park has, the administration at Wicker Park has been notified that we will be in there as a courtesy to them. And hopefully the walkers, joggers, and the strollers all oblige by all the signage that we have up. Lake Station Levee, we're currently waiting on a permit from DNR, and I think we're at the final issues there to deal with. It gets down to how many trees they want planted in, because we've disturbed some. So we hope to have that done along with, and they believe they can work through the winter time. So that's a good thing as well. Like I said, we initially thought we could get it started at September 1st, but now it seems like, you know, if I can get it October 1st, that would be a great thing. And the contractor doesn't see any issues with working during that time frame. We're purchasing the City of Gary property that we need to, according to the Army Corps of Engineers, and that should be going through their different boards and processes here, you know, in the coming weeks or months. So I am trying to pull up Project Tracker. I know it's here. Here it is. There are some, and I've talked to Mr. Baker about this, there are some projects that you guys have approved over the years that haven't necessarily moved as fast as you would have hoped. One being the Columbia Avenue Detention through Hammond Sanitary District. But that there was a specific caveat on that one that only allowed for engineering, not for purchase of property. And I don't think they've purchased all the property to start with the engineering. Lake Station Stormwater Management, if you recall a couple meetings back where I know they've changed engineers from one to another, they have drawn down some of that money, and they've already notified me that they're going to need a couple more because the first engineering company didn't quite finish as much as they were hoping for. The really big one out there is Hermit's Lake with the county. There's still, you know, $54,000 remaining. I'm told that is in process of being sent to us with approval and for billing. So with that, those are some of the larger projects that we approved that are there. Some of the other issues that we're working on, you know, with Marshalltown, as you've seen, that will go to complete. The 90, the culverts underneath, that will be complete. We've treated the herbicide with the sandbar, you know, that all will be complete as well. And the project that we still have, the biggest project that we have outstanding, there's two, is the Wicker Park levee and certainly the Lake Station project that we have over there off of between 27th and 29th. So other than that, you'll start seeing some of these come off the board, like Longwood Upland Storage, that is no longer needed. And you know, we just approved Griffith Levee Rehab and Internal Drainage, and that's a large contract that they have just started on. But they say it will take approximately 12 months to do. Now, I will tell you, next month, the Autobahn with the Marsh Bird Conservation Group, they want to give a presentation on their findings of what they've completed so far with the initial $150,000. So that will be a presentation, hopefully in person. But if not, it will have to be via Zoom. And so that's really where we're at on Project Tracker. And I can tell you one last thing is, you know, we've signed a contract and we're redoing the master plan. The responses have been a little slow initially coming from some of these communities. We sent out an email, a polite reminder that they should get those back in because that will affect the ratings of their future applications to us. And so hopefully those will come back by Friday and they'll start compiling that list and updating the watershed plan that we have. And we have to do one ourselves as far as an update, as far as our priorities. But that's what I've got as far as everything that's going on currently within the project. And like I said, you know, it's been pretty dry this summer. And that's a good thing. But things change quickly around here.
All right, Dan, let me start with regards to the communities that we've asked to update the projects that they want done within their boundaries. Mm-hmm. How many are still outstanding that we're waiting for?
14.
14?
Yes.
Let's got to go to the email and let's start making some telephone calls. And if you need some help, I'd be more than happy to make some of these telephone calls.
We've already gotten two responses from the email that we just sent out.
Okay. And then with regards to 7 and 8, which is the most dense populated part of the system, going to the state line and whatnot, I mean, how old is that, those walls now? When did we complete those, in 13?
13 or 14? Ish.
So when we do the repairs on those walls, do we have to bring in the Corps for that? It's not something that's considered within their purview, is it? It's just operation and maintenance?
Yeah, it's just maintenance, but we do inform them that that's what we're doing. Because what they'll do is, because it was cited in their report as, hey, this is something that is could be failing, what we do is we show them, we give them the bill, we tell them what we've done, and then they see it, and then they take it off the report for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a permit. There's no permit needed because we're not working in the floodway. We are just simply, you know, we're simply repairing that something is there.
Yeah, well, that's debatable because I think we're doing that everywhere, yet we're still having to pull permits. So obviously to get them done, I mean, is any of those falling under the parameters of where the Corps fixed the wall in Munster?
I'm sure, yeah, sure. I mean, just so everyone knows where 7 and 8 is, stage 7 or segment 7 is Northcott going to the west to Columbia. So Columbia Avenue to Northcott, just so that everyone is clear as to where that is. So in your mind, if you're, you know, not everyone knows. And then segment 8 is from Columbia going all the way really to Holman Avenue or the expressway, however you want to look at it. That's segment 8. Everyone has there's different segments and that's how it was broken down in the Hammond Munster areas.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Repay? Unmute. No one. Moving right along. All right, next up is other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve a joint funding agreement with the United States Geological Survey for the operation and maintenance of multiple stream gauges throughout the watershed during the period of October 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2021. The combined agreement amount is $110,340. With the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission contributing $99,640 and the United States Geological Survey contributing $10,700.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay.
These give us more money. Yeah. Well, I mean, over the years, we've sponsored certain gauges and also over the years, we've taken over some gauges from some other municipalities and the state through NDOT. And we've also added some gauges, and you'll find those gauges on our website. And it's, you know, it's very valuable information for us, and it's information that we use to determine when we have to make certain closures and adjustments during the in the midst of a high rain event or a high water event.
Okay, any other discussion as it relates to this particular motion? It's a good thing this is data that helps us get in front of this and direct the resources where we need to go. One of the things that I've learned is that as we get this information now, we know when this water's coming down from other parts, specifically south and from Illinois, and what to expect. It gives us some heads up. So there's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Tom Ruslinski.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnecks.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right. Other new business. Let me go. Well, let's just open it up, and I'll come back to the commissioners after we open it up to the public as it relates to statements to the commission. If you'd like to help us with what we're trying to accomplish, raise your hand so Mrs. Lambert can see you, and state your name and address for the record, and let's go.
Ms. Harrison, go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I'm Janine Harrison, and I'm a Highland resident. I live at 8802 Johnston Street, and I'm representing the Highland Neighbors for Sustainability, which is an informal concerned cohort to briefly address the issue of flooding in Northwest Indiana. Please know that we really appreciate your commission's efforts to date, especially the building of the levee. As worried residents, though, we realize that more can and should be accomplished. Nearly 70% more U.S. properties are at substantial risk of flooding compared to government estimates, according to the not-for-profit group First Street Foundation, and this is caused by global climate change. And it is one of the clearest and most expensive impacts. In their 2020 flood risk assessment, as experts state that Indiana, currently 282,500 properties are at risk, and the number will rise to 295,000 by 2050, which is an increase of 12,500 properties. The Indiana Climate Changes Impact Assessment, in it, researchers state that Indiana has warmed 1.3 degrees Fahrenheit over the last 125 years, resulting in less frost, fewer cold days, and significantly warmer overnight temperatures annually. Northwest Indiana specifically experienced 6.2 inches more rainfall in 2019 than in 1895, and with storms being considerably heavier too, there's 42% more rain falling in heavy downpours. And this means more flooding, both in terms of frequency and severity. Now, I'm talking to a board that's designed around the idea of flooding. I could keep going with my statistics, but I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. Do you want me to keep going with the statistics or move on to the reason?
Move on, please, ma'am.
Okay. So we continue to have flooding issues now in Highland in the forms of flooded basements and ponding on property. So we're concerned about the future, and we're hoping that Highland can be proactive in working toward protecting residents' property and health. And so our group has submitted this summer, we submitted a proposal to the Highland Town Council. And basically, Indiana University offers a program called the Resilience Cohort. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, it performs greenhouse gas emissions inventories in Indiana's cities and towns. It provides technical assistance and an intern for communities to complete the inventory. And it offers an opportunity to create localized data at little to no cost, whereas these inventories typically run anywhere from $15,000 to $50,000. With this program, the town of Highland could understand how much energy we consume and what sources it comes from, develop cost-effective reductions that help reduce our energy consumption and save money, improve local air quality and health, become more resilient and equitable as a town, and support the state college students who do the internships. So Highland is one of several Northwest Indiana communities that we're working with to try to get them to commit to the cohort by the time the December application is due. And having the inventory completed would be wonderful and cost-effective in helping us be proactive. And what we're asking the Highland Neighbors for Sustainability, we're asking that you, we would appreciate any support that you could give us in relation to this endeavor. If you're interested in learning more about the resilience cohort, I'd be happy to send information to you. Or if you have any questions now, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Send some things to the office at Mr. Repay's to his attention, and we'll review that. Thank you. And does your group do anything in Highland outside of this particular endeavor? Specifically, are you familiar with the Rookery at Klein Avenue? Have you done anything with regards to that particular piece of property?
We have not. We've only been established for less than a year. We had a climate change blitz at the Highland.
How many people are in your group?
12 to 15, I would say. And we're currently working. We recently had an activity with the Promise You Art House, and we're looking into working with the Main Street Commission in the future, as well as other endeavors.
Great. Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. How are we doing, Mrs. Lambert?
I don't see anyone else that wants to comment.
Edward Hero has a hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You go, Mr. Hero. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't know. Perhaps I missed it. Thank you for taking my call here. Has there been an award to the lowest bidder for the Deep River Rock Riffle Improvement Project? I heard you open the bids several meetings ago, but I don't know if that was ever awarded.
Mr. Repay?
It was awarded to Earthworks.
And that was for like $4 million?
Like 4.3.
Thank you, Dan.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mrs. Lambert? Thank you, sir.
I think we are good.
Okay, I'm going to go around the horn. Gentlemen, Commissioner Ochi, anything?
Not at this time, Dan. Everyone stay safe. Continue. Stay safe.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Gazdecki.
No, I have nothing to add. I just would like to modify Dan's statement. The Deep River Rock Riffle for Earthworks contract is $4,423,530. A little more than 4.3.
That's why he's
the treasurer. I love it. There you go. Commissioner Ware.
Nothing at this time.
Commissioner Nimitz.
Nothing to add at this time. Thank you.
Commissioner Whitaker.
I just want to continue to thank everyone that did take the time to join us. Thank you again for expressing your concerns and being involved. And I wish everyone a safe rest of the month until we meet again.
Thank you. Commissioner Broadnecks.
Yeah, again, I agree with Commissioner Whitaker. Thank you, everyone, for participation. Miss Janine, I forgot your last name. I'm sorry. I wanted to have Jody reach out to you and get your information, because I have a neighbor who's doing a similar project, so maybe we can be synergistic with our support efforts on that. And also to echo Commissioner and Chairman Baker's comments from the beginning, this is September. This year we had probably more named storms than we ever have. You know, we always talk about what happened in September just a couple days ago. I guess it was 12th through the 14th in 2008. So we're right there right now. We got lots of storms out there in the Gulf and whatnot. So no big rain in the forecast, but always something to be concerned about. So I do thank this commission for all the work that it's put forth in preventing bad events, bad outcomes from flooding or high rain.
Thank you. Commissioner Wyszlinski.
Wish everyone a safe day, and I look forward to the day that we come back and meet together in person.
Thank you. Commissioner Castellanos.
Yes, thank you. Well, first of all, I want to wish everybody to be safe and watch them, hopefully look out for their health. But also want to let you know that on our radio program, we had a nice couple from Griffin, Indiana, who came in and spoke on a radio show regards to all recreation values and biking that they did on the levee. They really enjoyed it. Also want to let you know that the professor from IN University is writing a book. It's called Gary Anthologies. And one of the things they mentioned in their book, they're going to have a book signing in Gary on the 26th. At the Martial Art House on Lake Street. And they're basically, the book is mentioning a lot of the great things that's happening in Gary, also about the artesian well that the number of people that are using. And with that, I want to again wish everybody good health and stay safe. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And again, please keep in mind, it's been 12 years now since it's September of 2008 and the flood. So if you haven't looked at a picture, you know, you can go back to the archives and take a look at that, because if you don't pay attention to a man-made structure and do the maintenance necessary, that's kind of the challenges that happen. Next meeting is set for the third Wednesday is now, Dan? Third Wednesday. Check the website as far as the location and the time. And then also we'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
There's second. Great. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm opposed. I want to keep doing this. All right. I appreciate everybody. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.